Are you someone who likes to listen to Let's Play videos in the background while you play your favorite games or do your least favorite chores? If so, check out my podcast, Verzian Chronicles. Here, we take a deep dive into classic and modern RPGs of all kinds in a way that makes it easy to listen to and fun for those long commutes to work. We're currently playing The Elder Scrolls Morrowind and Dragon Quest XI, with more games on the way soon. New episodes release every Wednesday and Saturday mornings. I hope you listen, and I know you'll enjoy.
Hello, my lovelies. Bill here today. Just a quick note before the beginning of today's episode. This is actually an old episode, and I'm just trying to consolidate all my old stuff into one place. So please note that today's episode is a little rough around the edges, because this is from a couple of years ago, when I used to do a lot of my podcasting while walking around. Please take it with a pinch of salt. But I hope you enjoy the content anyway. All right, guys, here's to past Bill. Bye.
I need a saga. What's the saga? It's songs for the deaf. You can't even hear it.
Hey, I need a saga. What's the saga? It's games for the deaf. You can't even hear it. So luckily, I'm here to explain to you what's happening in a saga game. Hey, yes, it's me. Me, you know, me. Yes, me, Bill. Hello. Welcome. Welcome to the south side of the UK, where I am playing the Final Fantasy Legend. Yes. Oh, there we go. Let's blast your eardrums with that. Actually, let's not. Let's do what I do. I'll spark things. Oh, that's wrong. Reset game. Yes, there we go. Let's start from the beginning, shall we, people? Much nicer. Much, much nicer. So, here's today's saga. It's... What the fuck is going on in this game? So, I have a... done a bit of research, and when I say research, I mean I downloaded the manual for the game and had a look at that. I thought, let's do this properly, shall we? It had a very short story section, which is like one paragraph, which I'm pretty sure I've already read, at the beginning of the game. Well, let's continue, shall we? And here I am. Yes. I hope here I am. Let's have a look. So, I found out, select is a submenu. Yes, look at that. So, I can alter the order of my team from Bill, Chess, Jenna and Tora. This is where I can adjust the game speed as well. Alright, let's turn that down a cheeky second. So Jenna's got 21 hit points, and I think I've got 40 gil or something, or GP. So I'm going to go to the inn. How much? I've got 80 GP, and it's 19 GP to heal up, because it's 1 GP per HP. Seems like a fair going rate. There we go, nicely healed. Bye bye! So loud in my eardrums! Hang on a second. There we go, guys. Right, let's head back into the world. So, I believe I have to grind, kill things, and gain GP so that I can buy stat boosts. There's another goblin, I'm just gonna fight. Use Bill's long. Hammer, rapier, break, beak. Door attacks, I've got a bit of hold down. 13 damage. Bill does attacks with long, does 10 damage. Goblin defeated. Bill won 40 GP. Oh yeah, sucker. Ooh, sucker. Now this, my friends, this is adventuring music of the top quality order. This makes me want to put on a backpack. I am wearing a backpack. And go off adventuring around the world. Could swan off to Vietnam and Thailand. Would have been Thailand. Gorgeous. Okay, the random encounter rate seems quite low. I'm fighting an albatross! Oh, Tora, how do you feel about that? You're fighting one of your own kind. So there you go, I've just attacked with one. Jenna attacks with rapier, does 7 damage. Albatross attacks Jenna with beak, 19 damage. Wow, this is like a... Albatross. Satoru attacks with beak. 18 damage and it's defeated. No, that was exactly... I've got another 40 TP. That was exactly the same as my first battle. I fought a goblin and an albatross, and the albatross got off a hit on Jenna who did 19. And the exact same fucking thing's happened again. There she is. Now, having a look at this submenu, where I can see all my characters, they've all got three hearts next to them. So I think once you run out of hearts, it's healing up again, your character cannot be revived anymore. This is an interesting little nugget of information. So yeah, that's it. If they run out of three hearts, that's it, they're dead forever. And then that's when I assume you can go back to the guild and you can get a new character. Oh, a lizard! Finally something different. So one lizard. I'm gonna get my game to fight. I'm certainly not leveling up here. So I think... Oh, he bites Bill and does 10 damage. Bill attacks, does 9 damage. Tora attacks lizards, does 13 damage. So I assume the lizards might be some sort of type effectiveness here. It's like an early Pokemon game. Oh, Jenna only does 3 damage with the thing. Chester attacks by hammer and only does 3 damage. Wow. This is one tough lizard. Tora attacks lizard, does 10. Bill attacks lizard by long, does 10. Haha. Bill's got a long one. Lizard defeated. Yeah, Bill won. Got 40 GP. Excellent. And Bill only took 10 damage. So I'm quite happy to continue on my grind. Outside the tower, there's another goblin, so I should be able to kill him in 2 hits. Long. Bill does long, 10 damage. Oh! Bill attacks Bill by now. Does 14 damage. Fuck you, buddy. Jenny uses her rapier. Tora attacks. Does 13. Jenna and Chester aren't very strong. They're two humans. So I can heal up. Gradually rack up the GP. There we go. 202 GP. 24 to heal. Yep. So, oh, it's just like being back in Fantasy Star, grinding for Mercedes. I'm grinding for GP, people. Let's see what else in this town. Let's have a look around. I haven't really been off to the left. There's the weapon and armor shop, item shop. Some sort of tower. Broke out. Oh, a person. Looks like a mutant. Ah, talk to me. Once you leave town, it's a savage land. Oh, thank you, mate. Yeah, I've been grinding goblins. What have you been doing? Whacking off, no doubt. Back out to the outside world. Okay, I'll grind some more. So, what am I supposed to do? I know. Yeah, there's supposed to be a statue. There's supposed to be the key to the tower in the statue of the hero. And, if I go left and right, which I'm doing repeatedly because I'm trying to get into battles, and the random encounter rate seems awfully, awfully low, God, I'm going to have to dedicate some off-air time to grinding. I've got another lizard now. 9 damage by Bill. General attacks lizard with regular, does 3 damage. Lizard attacks Bill. Bite. Ouch. He bit me. Does 10 damage. Tora attacks lizard. Does 13. Yes, Tora. Man, I like Tora. She's a bit of a powerhouse. I'm worried about her low HP. Tora attacks lizard with beak. Does 11 damage. Yes, she gets in it quick. Lizard defeated. Bill won. Got on 40 GP. Awesome-o. So left and right. So there's a river that seems to flow around the tower, and there's a river that flows around it. I can't go over the river, so I can't go east, I can't go west, and I can't go south. So I assume I probably will go north somewhere to find another town, and I've got to try and locate this statue of a hero. God knows where it will be. There we go, another lizard. Oh man, I just want to fight goblins. Yes, there's beak, there's 12 damage. Bill attacks, there's 9, so... Oh, Jenna gets a rapier out. Does 3 damage, then 6. Jenna, bite. Ouch, does 11 damage. Poor Jenna. Just attacks by hammer. 3 damage. I assume there's going to be some sort of like weapon effect in it. I love this bit of music. So good. Bill attacks, does 8 damage with long. Oh, whacks his long one against it. Does 8 damage. Throw a beak. 13 damage. This is defeated. Bill won, another 40 GP. Cool. So, yeah, I can come out, I can generally get about 80 GP, come back, and it'll cost me 20 GP to recover. Yeah, 21 GP there. So I've now got 237. Oh, I wonder if I can afford anything. Let's not go to the guild. Yeah, this is a stack guy. So what we've got, he's got, so these are the weapons. So we've got long, axe, Rapier. Gold fist. Ooh, it's kind of like a monkey type weapon. I wonder if it's... Monkey. A monk type weapon. monkey! Some sort of gold crossbeam. Annoyingly, they don't have numbers next to them. So as we've learnt, the numbers... Ooh, ice! 500 GP for some ice. You only get 20 shots. 20 shots of electric for 500. And that's it. That's all this guy has. Okay. Let's check out the item shop next door. Right, so he has strong. He has strong? strong is the item, and you get one. So I assume that will up your strength by one. You've got agility by one. HP 200 by one. Three potions. Revive a heart. Hearts for 10,000 GP! Oh, fuck me! And you revive. Ah, so if they die, I think you can spend 15,000 GP to bring them back to life. But that's expensive. It's like hearts, to be honest with you. I'm going to be wanting to keep my characters alive, by the looks of it. I can afford some potions. I can afford a HP 200. I can't quite afford a strong and an agility because they're 300. I'm going to buy a HP... I'm going to buy two. Yes, they're still there. Okay, so I just get one use of it. So anyway, I've bought two HP 200s. Now, is that going to increase my life by 200? Let's have a look. Let's do a cheeky save. And let's get an item. HP 200. Who am I going to use it on? Do I want to use it on Tora because she's got the least health? I'm going to use it on Bill because he does the most damage. Can't use. Oh, fuck. does that mean I can only... Shit, everyone has different types of leveling. Ah. So, Bill is Bill's a mutant. So what's his leveling going to be like? Ah! God, I'll have to go back and look at the guide. Have a look. Okay, let's try it on Jenna. 49. Oh. What? Jenna goes up. Why is it called HP 200? If it only goes up 9 points. Right, okay, let's see if Tora can use it. No, can't use it. I think so. Okay, so only my humans can use these things. Oh, must be random. Here. So, Chester only went up 9 points, and Jenna went up 17 points. 57. Well, that's a little bit better. I've got 37 gil left. Let's see if I can go to the inn. How much can I save? 26, yeah! 11 GP left. Okay. A little bit better, right? Alright. Call it a day there for now. See how we go tomorrow.
I need a saga. What's the saga?
Hey, it's Monday morning. I need a saga. What's the saga? It's the Final Fantasy Legend. Woo! Yeah, listen to Queens of the Stone Age, people. Awesome. Awesome source. Anyway, yes, it's a wonderful Monday morning in a lovely world. And we have, for us, the wonderful Final Fantasy Legend. Now, the dangers of emulation, people. I'll try and fix this later on when I'm on the train and see if I can fix it. But for some reason, the save state of the game is a bit messed up. So if I load the game, it uses an old save state, which is really fucking annoying. You know, if I keep saving over that save state, it works. But I kind of don't want to redo all that grinding. So I'm just going to, for the moment, break the 4-4. Hello, people. It's me. I'm just going to load a save state of my proper game. Hey, here I am. Right. Let's have a look at my team. Everyone's at full health. Excellent. I'm going to mosey on down and find the town heroes. Ooh, zombie. Wait, get it. Fucking get it. So one of the things which I think probably messed up my save state is that I was messing around with the emulator settings. Because I've been playing this game, and you know, it's a Game Boy game, so it's all in black and white. And I was quite happy with that. And then, good old friend of the show, Winter. Hello, Winter. She started posting pictures of herself playing it using a Game Boy Advance. And it was all like special colours and stuff. And I was just like, what? I'm missing out, man. Because yes, when you got the Game Boy Color onwards, it would use the the emulator would kind of like guess palette colours or something, and it would do like a really nice job of it. So I started messing around with the settings of my emulators to do that, and I think that's what's bugging up my save. And this guy is not dying. He's missing a lot. Oh, it looks like Chaz has taken a hit. Chaz. Hey, Chaz. Could I keep using bloody ESP? I've got 40 GP. Oh. Keep going to the town of Hero. Oh, there's a bridge. A lovely green bridge. And now the water's all blue. A lizard. They'll initiate attack. Excellent. That's a preemptive attack. Right, don't use ESP. Use long. Hammer. Rapier. Bite. I think Tora's a lizard at the moment. Seems to be a little bit stronger than the albatrosses they did. See how much damage she does. Oh, I've done my first round. Dinner attacks Olivia's by rapier. Just 3 damage. Lizard attacks Tora by bite. Ooh, only 3 damage. Good. Tora attacks lizards by bite. 4 damage. Now, I assume there's some sort of type effectiveness going on. The monster system. So, build a center bridge. Use a long one. Yes. Alright, let's do that. We'll run them around all the same. Build attacks lizards with long. Just 8 damage. Lizard defeated. Build one. You got 40 GP. Yay. Alright, let's get over this bridge. Get out of this bloody base town. South. In case you're wondering, I've already been here. And then I realised, oh, there's lots of plot. So, there's lots of stuff about kings. This is the town of Hero. A statue of Hero is in the centre of the town. Thank you. Oh, so he's wearing a crown, by the way. Hey, 3 kings are fighting for control of the world. There we go. Plot. There's the inn. And there's the statue of Hero. Something's missing from this statue. ... See? Something is missing from this statue. Hang on, Bill's a mutant, isn't he? Something is missing from this statue. Something is missing from the statue. Here's a nice little inn. 1 HP, 1 GP. Yeah. So 17 GP, I've got 400. Here we go. Bye-bye. Go. Let's get out of here. Anyone else around? Ooh, they're funky looking monsters. The Castle of Shield is nearby. Oh, excellent. Each king seeks the treasure of the others to become the king of the world. Haha! This is my job then. I will become the king of the world. Motherfuckers. You did nothing on me, boy. Oh, this is a big house. Oh, item shops. Weapon shops. Yeah, it's going to weapon shop. Oh, they're not interconnected, they're single rooms. Right, bye. So, the starting hammers, starting group of weapons, they're all pretty cheap, which is nice. So, because there's a durability thing, so it's kind of like PP in Pokemon, PP, where you have to, every time you use it, you basically knock one off. I'm not knocking one off people right now. Yes, but every one time you use it, so it has 50 uses, every time you use it, it goes down one, until eventually you break the weapon. But again, like I said, the starting group of weapons all seem fairly cheap. Hammer 50, rapier 50. Oh, no, sorry, that's how many uses they've got. 25 GP for a hammer, 24 GP for a rapier. Bows 50, whips 80, punch 99 though, for 500. Did you use a fist? Bronze doesn't have any uses. I assume that's some sort of armour. It's only 40 GP. Yeah, these are quite cheap. And the stuff in the towel was gold, wasn't it? That would look really expensive. Oh, sleep spell, 20. Fire spell, 20. Sorry, I keep reading the uses, man. Okay, they're 500 GP each. I think I'll make some armour. You get bronze. Buy. I think I'll buy 2 of each, because I think these are going to be for the humans. It's relatively inexpensive. That's relaxing shop music, mate. Oh no, it's just down here in music. Ah, get my way, you stupid monster. It's like a tentacle. You're a much smaller shop. Bye. Oh, this is where I can buy stuff. Ooh, HP 200 for 100. Potions, X potions, bells, shocker, hearts, 1000. Yeah. Shocker sounds interesting. It's only 100 GP. Kind of want to work on my health at the moment. Strength and ability will come a little bit later. I'll buy 200 HP. There we go. Oh, no, don't buy. Get out of my way. Right, so there's only one room left in this big building. We've got a mutant and a monster. Oh, and two monsters. The castle of armour is to the northeast. The three kings are shield, armour and sword. Yeah, this is a fairly standard plot. These guys will say, a long time ago, the statue of hero wore shield. I wonder what this guy's going to say. Well, a long time ago, the statue of hero wore armour. and finally, what's this douchebag? A long time ago, the statue of hero wore sword. Okay, yeah. I can see what I'm supposed to do here. The castle of sword is in the southwest. Mountains. I did momentarily pop around there when I was having a look round. And... okay. So. Ah, yes. In your alternative menu, guys, when you push select, there's a speed option at the bottom. Now, don't get confused. I just whacked it up to 8, you know, as you do. 8 is the slowest. So I've moved the speed down to 3. Generally, I'm holding A during most things to make the text go faster anyway, so it's not too big a problem. But yes, just so you know, want to change the speed? 1's fast, 8 is slow. Alright, Bill's still faulty. He has, however, learnt ESP, which I've got no idea what it seems to do. I'll have to look it up. I've used that move so much, it doesn't really seem to do much. But yes, part of the mutant's charm is that it just learns random shit every now and then. I when I was messing with the emulator, which is where I probably buggered up my save, I loaded up an old save of the game, did a couple of battles, and Bill gained 50 HP. Not 50 HP, he gained 10 HP. So he had 50 overall. And yeah, he didn't have any other abilities. And then when I go back to my normal save, which is about an hour further ahead in the game, Bill's got 40 HP, and he's got the ESP move. So I seem to have lucked out on that again. Oh, one last monster to talk to. Excellent. When the statue was intact, we could enter the tower freely. Okay, so the guy at the tower said, I've hidden the key to the tower at this hero statue. Everyone at the hero statue is saying, hey, this statue used to wear these 3 pieces of kit. And then everyone's also like, hey, there are 3 kings who are named after these pieces of kit, and they own these pieces of kit, and they're fighting each other over these pieces of kit. So I assume my job is to go grab the pieces of kit and put them back on the armour, on the statue. That's it for this town, really. So, item, bronze. Can't use, okay, so use 200 HP. Let's give it to Chess or Jenna. Jenna's got so much HP, she got such a big boost off the first one. I'm going to give it to Chess. 66, excellent. Not any equip. Let's equip Chess. Bronze helmet. Ah, yes, his defence has gone up. And bronze, whatever that is. His defence has gone right up, excellent, okay. So yes, Jenna currently has strength 3, defense 0, agility 7, and 0. So if I give her the bronze helmet, the defense goes to 3, agility stays to 7. And if I give her the bronze, whatever that is, swiftly armor. There you go, defense 7, agility 7. Cool. So they're all a bit more protected. Yeah, Tora, my former albatross, can't wear anything. So now there is a castle. Right here, right now. Save state. Yeah, let's wander into the castle. So what's going on? There's a dude here. You're not welcome here. Get out. You can't say that to me. Do you know who I am? Okay, I can just walk past them if I want to. I assume if I just talk to any of these guards, they're just going to chuck me out. Yeah. You're not welcome here, get out.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, like, I could literally walk into them and they won't do anything, just as long as they don't push A. Okay, let's go downstairs. Let's pillage this place. Oh no, this guy definitely won't let me in. Right, okay. Ah, man. Well, should I go to one of the other shields? I said there's one to the northwest, didn't there? Yeah, there's a big body of water. Oh, well, there's a castle. And there's a lizard. No! No! Ah, oh, right, okay. Ah, okay. Hopefully, guys, my close the app bags. That normally fucks up my audio. So hopefully this last bit's what can we call it? Audible. Audible to calm. Our builder's 8 damage. Lizard's attack spite does 9 damage. Oh, I take it. There's 3 damage. Lizard does 3 damage. Lizard attacks with hammer does 2 damage. It's still alive. Another round of attacks, people. Bill uses his long one. Does 10 damage. Bill 1. Found meat of lizard. Yeah, 8. Roy, you lizard, Tora. Cool. Right, so there's another castle here. Let's see if these guys will talk to me. Welcome, friends. The king would like to speak to you on the second floor. Hey! Yes, you like me. Oh, you like me? You like me? Okay, nothing here. Welcome, friend. Yeah, I'm guessing the king would like to speak to me on the second floor. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, up. Ups and daisy. Okay, I'm in this castle. Nothing's fighting me, but I'm at a train station. So, save. That probably won't work, so it's fine. Save state, thank you. It's alright. There we go. Okay, good stuff. Alright, I'll find out more about this later. Anyway, enjoy your day, guys.
Siblings, I'm Stephen White.
And I'm Lacia Finley.
The host of Super Mega Crash Brothers Turbo.
Ugh, it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
It gets easier the more you say it.
Each week, we discuss all the big headlines in gaming.
We also do game reviews, developer interviews, and retrospectives on the industry.
All of this while going on multiple tangents about whatever strikes us in the moment.
Hey, listen, did you happen to watch that TV show I recommended to you?
Stephen, focus.
Oh, right. Follow Super Mega Crash Brothers Turbo on Twitter and Instagram.
And find Super Mega Crash Brothers Turbo wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ProbablyWork for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called ProbablyWork.com.